Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I'm the Grizz.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering weeks 7 and 8 of BattleBots Season 5.0. Or at least the bits of that that break out between the comedy skits.
Because we start this episode with BSI.
I mean, this is the literal... This show is the literal definition of let's find out how much you can ruin a good product.
Mm-hmm. So a robot's been murdered.
Piles of shit.
Robot's been murdered. And the one dude can't get Carmen Electra off his mind. Then Carmen Electra...
I mean, to be fair, that's about the only part of this skit that's actually relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Carmen Electra says, you're a weird-looking dude.
Did you do it?
I mean, you throw a stick in that pit, right, you'll probably find a weird-looking dude. We're all weird-looking dudes here. And just for the record, I'm saying this as the weirdest-looking dude I know.
So moving swiftly on from that.
So moving swiftly on to that to Vlad the Impaler 2.
See, you said it better. You said it better than Mark Biro did, because he...
Ow! I'm literally aping the Mark Biro line. How am I doing it better? What's gone wrong? Has Mark Biro given up?
Seemingly. Because he says, Vlad the Impaler 2.
And meanwhile, we get an early preview of the hottest young talent in Robot Wars today.
Dan Tom Makaya.
Spitfire. Which is Dan Tom Kia in BRG.
I think in its first season of Robot Wars, it's pronounced Dan Tom Makaya.
I don't know. It seems to change every time it moves, so...
I can't wait. I can't wait for season 6 when it shows up.
Yep.
Like, it's so much so that it's it got its own meme. You know, like, that episode of Friends when Phoebe is trying to teach Joey French, and she's like, say la, la, now da, da. Now, blah, blah. And then it's just, now say it together. It goes, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And he's like, no, that sounds the exact same as what I just said. That was the meme, but it's like Phoebe going, it's Dan. And then Joe going, Dan. Then Tom, Tom. Kaya, Kaya. Dan, Tom.
It's Kia, first up.
Kia, sorry. Dan, Tom, Kia. And then Joey goes, Dan, Tom, Makaya.
So...
It's a much better joke written down. Fuck you.
Oh, absolutely. That said, I think Vlad the Impaler was better written down. So instead of, you know, the forks, you know, that worked for years, it now has a flap on the front.
Yes. a flap that's like so thin that it doesn't seem to work. It like I think it works better when Spitfire actually flips it upside down.
However, it's too busy getting bitch slapped because Dan Tom Kia, sorry, because Spitfire have paid attention and went, oh, Vlad's greatest strength is if it builds up momentum, so we just won't let it build up momentum.
We'll just stalk it.
And get and just not l give it room to breathe. And it does a phenomenal job at it.
The thing is also, I feel like Vlad 2 just didn't have like it's still kind of speedy, but it just doesn't have the same speed and power that like old Vlad had or even Vladiator has. Like there's just something about Vlad 2 that's really uninspiring.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because it's built to be like Vladiator, which, for one, probably doesn't work because, like, Vladiator is obviously significantly bigger, it's got the bigger motor, so therefore it's got the more speed, yada yada. But this one is just, Vlad 2 is just so much slower, and it just doesn't work as well. And it goes to show, because the fact that Dantong Kia, god damn it.
Spitfire, we're gonna need to start like a. We're probably going to need like one of those swear jars. That said, I don't know if it's going to be in this series much more. Because here's the other thing. I looked this up. This is how fucked the heavyweight division is. You only see the quarterfinals and the final, you don't see the semi-finals of this year's heavyweight tournament.
Sweet. So I've done God damn it.
It doesn't get to the semi-finals.
That's what I was trying to say.
Which is a
You
shame because it did. It is this weird moment where you realize, oh my God, it just bitch slapped a former champion. And you'd think that they'd actually build this, that they'd actually have made this like a big deal, and they just don't, because they have to get to the next comedy skit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, we get.
Well, actually, we don't get a comedy skit, we get something interesting.
Yeah, well, we get a Ming Lambert interview before that, and he gets subtitles, but they're not in English. So I was wondering, like, is that meant to be a Comedy Central joke, or is this just like a German feed of this?
It might be a German feed, not sure.
That's the only thing I could think of. But yeah, for once we actually do get something interesting, because we get a This Day in Robot History. They talk about Mechadon. It's very brief, but like it was kind of cool.
So, oh yeah, that's right. We are actually like meant to be an actual legitimate sporting contest.
Yes, remember when robots were unique and not half of them were just wedges?
I mean, to be fair, we don't have we don't have just wedges in the next match.
Yes, thankfully. We had a lot of them
Instead,
last week. We had a lot of them last week.
We have in the middleweight division T minus versus Trident.
Not good, you pronounced it properly.
So it is T. We get a segment following the T minus Matador Toro team, and then we get to see this sort of clash of flipper styles. So T minus the very explosive CO2 flipper. As opposed to Trident, which is a rotational flipper.
I thought it was meant to be like a kind of saw of some kind.
No, the way it's shaped is a flipper.
Yeah, I suppose so. I think maybe like when I was looking at it, it was on its head, so I thought it was meant to like kind of come down as like a squeezy thing or something.
Possibly.
It got flipped like far too much for me to tell what side was up.
The problem with Trident is it's just too slow.
Oh yeah.
So.
It's flipper, like, or squeezer, or whatever the hell it's meant to be. The weapon doesn't move quick enough either.
Yeah, so we just basically get, how to put this nicely, 3 minutes of T-minus yeeting in an arena not designed for flippers. And I think this is why they've never really had the flipper meta in BattleBots to the same degree, is because they have an arena that doesn't really suit flippers.
Yeah, like there's very few places to like can if any, to be honest, to yeet people out of the arena. Like maybe if you can get a good shot and get them kind of stuck on the inside of the spiked rail or something would be your best bet, but other than that, that's really about it.
Pretty much, yeah. So the match ends 33 to 12 to T minus. I get the impression those 12 are just pity points for, well, you didn't die.
Now you survived, that's 10 points right there. You got a almost flip at one point. That's worth 2 points, probably.
And yeah. So, the episode then continues with, amazingly, something relevant and interesting.
Yes, it was when did techno games get in my battle bots?
What on earth is going on?
But in the news.
We get a video about drone. I mean, literally, about drones.
Yeah, like pilotless planes that can be flown, and then little mini robots that can go through wreckages and stuff to find people and stuff like that. Like, and it's like this is very out of the blue for BattleBots. What the hell happened?
Yeah, what happened? When did this good show break out?
Did they decide to start trying? The air
And
will shock you.
then, to speak of trying, we then get Tazbot having to do something different and having to put on a scoop.
Big old Scoopy boy. As it goes in the ring against the Ringmaster.
Who, much like early Steve Austin, is surprisingly technical.
Nice. I went for a bit of an Insane Clown Posse reference that clearly nobody would have got, but at least you got one person that got your reference.
So, Taz at first, this sort of thing of Taz is going, how the fuck do I fight this? Because I can't hit it with my weapon because it's spinning too fast.
There was like one point, so like in the early going, Ringmaster just comes in and just starts pinging off the scoop, and I was like, right, clearly what they're trying, Tazbot are trying to do is get it off balance, and I think maybe as soon as it gets off balance, the disc will hit the ground, then it'll stop. That'll give Tazbot the opportunity it needs to kind of try and do something with it,
Yeah.
and it's a pretty good like kind of defense from Tazbot right up until it just stops dead.
Yeah, it gets hit
No
in a
explanation.
nasty way, and it's not even cl it's almost like a link's gone.
It was just a quick, it was just like a dink, and then it just went like it just like it didn't even like free roll or anything like that. It just stopped dead.
Yeah.
And then Ringmaster comes in and just starts peeling bits off of it.
For a while, and then it does go, do you know what? This is, we don't want to go too far.
I did it. Yeah, just. I mean, Ringmaster, like, interesting little robot. See, so at this point, obviously they promote comedycentral.com/battlebots. I decided to just type that into the website thing just to see what would come up. Obviously, it goes to the Comedy Central page. And it says that there's no page for Comedy Central slash BattleBots. But the funny
Yep.
thing is Awesomo from South Park. So Cartman dressed up as a robot that comes up and tells me that. And it's like, did they do that deliberately? Like specifically have Awesomo come up and be like, there's no robots here.
Probably. So,
Yeah. It's just funny of all things that a little robot comes up.
hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TEKNOAXE. After having a legitimately good episode where I sat and going, okay, maybe they finally got the balance right. We then get into episode 8, and episode 8 starts quite well as well as Frisbee Ultimate faces off against Iceberg in the super heavyweight round of 16.
Iceberg.
Oh,
Oh, on you go.
Iceberg does not do the Goldberg tactic of ramming around. What it does instead is it goes, I'm just going to take hit after hit until you finally stop spinning. And then we're gonna go Goldberg on your ass.
Yeah, I'm gonna break your fist with my face.
The difference was when it's fit, and don't get me wrong, it breaks its face, it loses the scoop, it loses a tire off one of its wheels, and then the
Does
second,
stop. It does stop Frisbee.
and the second Frisbee stops, you just see this moment of, oh fuck. And it just
Don't
gets.
know what I need to do.
And it gets pummeled.
Yeah, so we should mention that Iceberg, it's the bigger version of Frostbite.
Yes.
The way that Iceberg is set up is it has two sets of wheels on every. So it's got six sets of wheels, then it has another set of wheels outside that. So it's a 12-wheeled robot. So that creates like enormous amount of like traction, one would imagine.
Yeah.
It loses two of them in the fight, but when we get down to the nitty-gritty, when Frisbee, Jesus Christ, I was trying so hard to not call him.
Captain Shredderator.
Yeah. When Frisbee stops spinning, this was the part where you seen Frostbite come back. It did bully Frisbee about for a while, but the greatest move was when it got Frisbee perfectly up against the screws that were spinning in the opposite direction. And just continued to push and continued to push as Frisbee just kind of went up and up and up and over. Flip that flapjack is done. And as we said the last time we saw a Frisbee fight, doesn't have a self-writer, can't come back from that.
Nope, no coming back from that at all.
No sirree, Bob.
And that means that even though Snowpaw is standing there, it's missing chunks of its face, you can actually, like, part of its, like, its chest skin's gone, so you can actually see the organs through its ribs.
Yep, it's severely bleeding, but it's still walking away.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's like, I mean, again, it's one of these things where it's like, ooh, push your butt, but like, hey, when a push your butt does a pretty sweet maneuver like that, like, you can't help but give it props. Like,
absolutely
perfect, perfect control and perfect aggression, especially since, you know, his big old plow got ripped off. Like, nah, massive props.
Yep.
So, one good fight starts off this episode.
Yep. And then we get another great fight because Dissector takes on Final Destiny.
Yep, we get Donald Hudson playing with Legos, which wasn't
the... Yeah, we get a skit with that, which...
It wasn't the most criminal segment in the world. He built a dissector out of Lego, that was cool.
And also, to be fair to him, Donald Hudson does have charisma.
Yeah. Yeah, and he still does to this day.
Oh, absolutely.
So we see Dissector. It's in the battle box, and it has an extension on its snoot. Couple of little extra long bars.
Yep, so Dissector figures out very early on the greatest weapon Final Destiny has is itself.
Yep.
Because it keeps on bouncing the skirts up
into the weapon.
Which then has the side effect of destroying both the skirts and the weapon.
Yeah, so it's like it's either ripping part of itself away or stopping the weapon or both. Like, the weapon continues going throughout the fight, and then, like, I think there was a part, like, later on in the fight where the commentator says, do you think the best logic at this point is for Final Destiny to just try and rip off all of the panels so that Dissector has nothing to put into the weapon?
Yeah.
And to be honest, not a bad idea. So they keep spinning it up, and so Dissector just keeps feeding Final Destiny parts of itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, eventually, it gets that one epic shot, Final Destiny, where it flips itself over.
Yep. And the skirts are just down on the ground.
Looking like a fool with your skirt on the ground.
Yep.
That was a hell of a fight, though. Again, just another one of these kind of... It's one of these fun-to-watch matches because, like, they made an adjustment to the robot, specifically for one robot, and it ended up paying off.
I mean, and again, we're roaring through this section now. I mean... Nothing can kill my buzz here. We won't, for instance, have a really terrible comedy segment followed by Carmen Electra doing another of her schoolgirl segments where she makes an eating disorder joke. Yeah.
You said Carmen Electra.
And normally that would be my reaction, is Carmen Electra. Wait a minute, did she just make And double check, yeah, she made an ED joke.
Yeah,
Which...
she says that Toro throws up to keep weight.
Yeah. That's not great.
Yep, well, everything was hilarious back in the early 2000s, including eating disorders and stuff.
Hooray. So, anyway.
It's main time.
Oh, yeah. So, apart from that, the other thing that they were doing is they've been building up, will Ankle Biter get revenge on El Diablo?
I hope not, because I love El Diablo.
So, two robots, we've been here before. Spinning disc versus drum spinner. And... yeah, I mean, it's... you're going into this and you're thinking, they've got a shot of something interesting.
And something interesting did happen. It just happened very, very quickly.
Oh, it's a brutal, brutal show of force.
Mm-hmm. So almost instantly, the Diablo comes in, gets like the first good hit, and you thought, oh, there's a chance here. And then Ankle Biter rips off one of his tracks immediately.
And then you just, you go in, well, he's only missing one track, it's still good, then the other track gets ripped off.
Yeah, because Diablo's second attack, it bounces up Ankle Biter into the air. And then Ankle Biter lands on top of El Diablo, which badly rips the track, the only track that's remaining. So as El Diablo tries to still maneuver using said track, it then eventually snaps. And it's like, oh, you kind of stabbed yourself with your opponent's sword on that one.
Yeah. And then there's this moment where they're sitting going, no, keep hitting us!
Sure, why not? And it was kind of gutted at that point where it was like, okay, both the tracks are off now. Surely like the mechanism that might run the tracks might help make them be able to move across the battle box. It's like, no, it didn't.
Nope.
Nap. And of course, you know, with about 4 minutes left in the episode, could have squeezed in a wee short match here, but no, instead we get Carl the Mascot back, bothering people on the street, including asking somebody for a loan of $20, and asking a dude to hang out, but not in a homosexual way.
That's great.
Eating disorders and gays. Wasn't the early 2000s just hilarious?
How did this happen? Well, this was actually... I know we say this joke, but these two episodes, I was actually going, no, this was actually pretty good.
Yep. We were so close. So close to an episode of Rise of the Robots where we covered two episodes of BattleBots and had very minimal complaints and decided to just slide in a wee bit at the end of Carl the Mascot, which has never been funny.
No, it's not.
Like, if anything, it actually makes... In fact, if anything, it's insulting to everybody that ever watched BattleBots. Because it's almost like... it's almost trying to imply that every one of us is, like, Carl the Mascot.
Yeah.
Fat, ugly, balding loser. And I'm only two of those things. I'm only fat and ugly. I'm not a loser.
I mean, you are balding.
Oh, wait, did I... Oh, yeah, that one as well. Okay, 3 out of 4. But I've got charisma, damn it.
I'm just a fat loser, to be fair. I've got all my hair.
I'm going to shave you bald next time.
Anyway, we will be back next week with episodes 9 and 10.
I feel like we're going to just go away and cry for, like, the next week until the next episode we record.
Laugh, Grizz.